was Mary thinking about as she was at the tomb that morning in the darkness of the Lord's tomb? Her soul must have echoed the darkness that was covering the world when our Lord died upon the cross. Mary must have felt defeated by the oppression of our Savior's death. She must have felt her heart filled heavily with grief at the loss of her Lord. And she must have felt lost in a world full of evil, brought about by the wickedness of sin. Through the very darkness that was invading her heart, Mary could no longer think or even see clearly, even when the Lord was standing right in front of her. Mary simply could no longer function well in her life, for all she wanted was to be with her Lord, and nothing else really mattered. But Jesus wanted something more of Mary, and so he brought to her something that she could easily recognize through her grief. He brought to her a simple name, Mary. And with this, the darkness began to lift, but not completely, for Mary still was holding on to her Lord, which was not the risen Lord, but the Lord she knew before his crucifixion. This is why Jesus tells her that she must let go. For Jesus is the new light that was about to enlighten the hearts of those who came to believe in the resurrected Lord, who is our Savior, Jesus Christ. For faith throws a new light on everything and manifests God's decision for our vocation. In other words, it is through Jesus' resurrection that we are brought out of the darkness into a new life that is, if we are able to let go of those things that keep us holding on to Christ. Mary had to let go of the Jesus she knew before the crucifixion so that she could accept the risen Christ and the mission she was given to bring the good news of the resurrection to others. And so let us on this resurrection day do what Mary did. We must let go of those things that keep us from finding and embracing the light of Christ, so that we too may have the peace of Christ that he brings to any new life.